Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Happy birthday to Jimmy Kimmel. His birthday is November 13th, and so we're going to celebrate him all week and talk about a lot of stuff. But before we do, I have to get serious and somber for a minute, which the show's going up. I'm recording on Tuesday because yesterday, November 12th, about noon, we found out that Stan Lee passed away, and I was just not having it. I wasn't in any mood to record or do anything. It was not pretty. He was a legend. We miss him. His stories will live on forever. And I think talking about Kimmel on the show is going to be a fun little balance. You know, it's going to give us a laugh and we're going to enjoy it and, you know, move on and be great. But thank you, Stan, for everything. You're a hero to us all. On a lighter note, Jimmy Kimmel, happy birthday. So I was looking at his IMDb and things, and he's done a lot of stuff, really. Not a whole lot of stuff, but a fair amount of stuff. I mean, he's been with Jimmy Kimmel Live since, like, 2003, so he hadn't had a whole lot of time to do things. But one glaring omission on his resume is voices in video games. The only thing I could find was he was in Black Ops 2 as Jimmy Kimmel. And, you know, after hearing him as Batman and Teen Titans Go to the Movies and things like that, I was trying to think of what are some really cool and fun video game characters that Jimmy Kimmel could voice, in future games that he could bring his personality, that kind of smuggish charm. You like the guy, but at the same time, he'll rip into somebody if he doesn't like them. But with, like, style and manners and wit, and I don't know. I'm a big Kimmel fan. So I'm not going to talk about, like, video games based on movies. So don't expect that. That's what, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday and stuff are for. But here we go. I would love to see him. I loved a new Conker's game. Preferably, like, Conker's Bad Fur Day Part 2 or Number 2 or, you know, some kind of poo joke in there. And Kimmel coming in as Conker would be really interesting because we've seen he's able to make whatever kind of joke you need him to make. If you need something cerebral and witty, he can do that. If you need a poop joke, he can do that. And that was the beauty of Conker's Bad Fur Day, is it worked on every level. And there are so many great jokes. Rare is long overdue. I think having it on the Rare Replay Collection for Xbox One exposed it to some people who maybe didn't get to play it the first time around because either they weren't alive or they were too young. My parents wouldn't let me play it. I know that because it was rated M. But it needs to happen, and I think it would be really good to see him come in that voice. Another great kind of platformer, too, that have been brought back to varying degrees of success over the last few years. But I think if you sat down, did a hard reboot, and didn't go, like, full Bad Fur Day, but had a little more fun with it. Ratchet from Ratchet and Clank, or Daxter from Jak and Daxter. And again, Kimmel could do one of those. One's the lead, Ratchet's the lead, you know, Daxter's kind of the buddy. And either one, whichever one you gave him, he could really just embrace it. You know, we've seen him, well, heard him, like I said, as the voice of Batman. And seeing him in skits and things, and he can play, you know, the straight face lead when he needs to with Ratchet, but with Daxter, you know, he'd be kind of the buddy cracking jokes almost kind of how he was on Ben Stein. Those would be really great. You know, the platform genre makes for some great characters. That's where we get most of the great characters that we know and empathize with. RPGs are too open, you know, and vague, but you also customize your character. So my character's not your character. And then first-person shooters are usually just a faceless person going around blowing stuff up. But your platformers, that's where you get all the characters. And that's most of these, you know, everybody we've talked about so far is from that. And most of them that we're going to keep talking about are also from that genre. Earthworm Jim, you talk about people that are overdue for a comeback. Earthworm Jim, I feel like, has a huge following just waiting to be capitalized on. You know, if you can bring back Double Dragons and Shaq Fu and all of those games, why not Earthworm Jim? Streets of Rage is coming out soon. Earthworm Jim. And put Kimmel right there in Earthworm Jim. That kind of fish out of water. Not... Stick with me through this comparison here. Seeing like he doesn't really belong, but really by the end of it, you realize, yeah, he's the center of the show. Kind of like when he's hosting Oscars or things like that. Any award ceremony. He's the center and the funny kind of awkward guy, but he's also the guy that brings it all together. And, you know, Earthworm Jim makes you believe, I mean, as much as possible in this crazy mix-up world where an earthworm can crawl into a spacesuit and get superpowers, and an evil devil cat can take over the world, and crows have psychic abilities and everything. He's proven that he can do all of that, and why not? You know, give him Earthworm Jim. But on the flip side of things, all these people we've talked about, they've been heroes. There's a lot of villains out there too, and that is one thing in all games, whether it be RPGs, platformers, first persons, whatever. The villains are consistent. You know, no matter who plays it, you're going to get a good villain. You're going to get a solid villain experience if the game's good. And there's two that I really, really would like to see him embrace. The first one is Dr. Robotnik, Eggman, whatever we're calling him. And I know they're making a new Sonic the Hedgehog movie, and he's not the voice of Eggman, which is kind of sad, but it's Jim Carrey, so we'll let it slide. But I think Kimmel, you know, if they were to do a sequel or an anime spinoff or something, he would bring that role of the guy who, pretty sure he knows everything, pretty sure he can do everything, and it would definitely be more in his, I see it going with like his Cranky Anchors and Man Show style of the smartest dumb guy or the dumbest smart guy in the room. And again, mean these as compliments, but he could really bring that to Dr. Robotnik. But the other character, the other villain I'd like to see him play is Handsome Jack from Borderlands. We've seen him in Borderlands 2, the Borderlands pre-sequel, and stories from the Borderlands. He's become a big fan favorite villain out there, up there with, you know, people like the Joker, people from Vaz from Far Cry 3. I guess Joker doesn't count because he's not always a video game villain, but you know, people like Vaz, Robotnik, Bowser, stuff like that. And Handsome Jack would be perfect. If you mix the Handsome Men's Club skit he did with the ego and snark of his Ben Affleck music video that he did, I think that's Handsome Jack. And he would do wonderful at that. But those are just, you know, a few of the things that I would like to hear him voice in video games. Will we ever get it? Probably not. But it would be really neat to see. Let me know what voices you would like to see Jimmy Kimmel play in video games. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also on YouTube. Email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Do you have like some big Kimmel theory about how he needs to reinvent this franchise and da-da-da? I would love to hear it. Love, love, love to hear it. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe. That way you get all the shows. I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Private part is the